Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, award-winning indeed. Thank you very much, Craig. As we roll along this morning on our World Travel Get-Together for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan is joining us, and this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
And when you travel, sometimes things happen that we don't expect, and today's world travel insurance is important for a successful trip, so rather than putting your investment or well-being at risk, make getting covered part of your travel planning. It's affordable, and it gives you protection in a lot of different ways.
Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there, and when you think about what travel can cost these days and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, do what we do. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry or go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
And now we're headed straight to that show hotline for the first time today to welcome back to our program the CEO of Southwest Airlines, Bob Jordan, for this latest Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Bob, nice to reconnect with you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, thank you both, Robert and Mary. It's a joy to be with you again, so thank you so much for having me.
Well, great having you here with us. You know, approximately 22 months ago, we were all talking, you know, together like we are right now. You were transitioning to the CEO role at Southwest Airlines from your previous executive roles to replace Gary Kelly. I know you served as president of the AirTrans Airways unit, if you will, when Southwest acquired them back in, I think, 2010 or so, and you've held many other roles with the company prior to becoming CEO. So what are some of your thoughts now or the ambitions that you've laid out since you've taken on Southwest's top job, and how's it going?
You know, I thank you for asking. It's been a whirlwind 22 months, for sure. You know, I'm asked the question all the time, what did you expect and what did you not expect about the, you know, the transition to this job? Because it's a big job. And, you know, it's busier than any other job I've ever had, for sure. But I think the biggest difference for me is that Southwest is such a wonderful company. It's all about our people. And you just care so deeply for the company and for literally every person. It becomes very personal because people's lives and careers and aspirations count on the company doing good, and it counts on you, me, doing good for them, and directing the company in the right way and just doing the best job that I can. This is a fantastic company. We've got a 52-year history of changing the industry, serving our customers, serving our employees, and there are a lot of very exciting things going on. I think the biggest thing you've heard me talk about is wanting to really, I've used the term modernize a lot. Great company, but we have a lot of things that we can do for our customers that we're rolling out. We have a lot of things that we can do for our employees and in the operation that we're rolling out. You know, we're putting power on the aircraft at every seat. We're putting in larger bins. We just rolled out bag cracking on the app. On and on and on, and I'm just very excited about the future of Southwest Airlines.
So thank you for that, and let's expand a little bit on what you're doing for customers out there. So living here in the New York area, I'm really sorry, Bob, but Robert and I do tend to fly American Airlines most frequently. They've made a number of changes.
I understand.
Okay, good. Thank you. Whew. They've made a number of changes to their loyalty program that I can't say we're loving. Delta Airlines has made headlines recently with changes they've also made. They've walked them back a little bit. But a few weeks ago, Southwest Airlines announced some nice enhancements to your Rapid Rewards loyalty program for 2024. And it does show that you're putting customers first, as usual. I'm just going to throw a few out there for our listeners. Things like earning A-list and A-list preferred status faster, and new perks like complimentary premium drinks for A-list flyers. And we really like the move to allow travelers the option to pay for their flights with cash and points at the same time. What was the motivation to enhance the Rapid Rewards program rather than watering down some of the loyalty that I really feel like the other airlines are doing?
You know, it's really basic. And Southwest always tends to zig when others zag. But we start with what makes sense to our customers, and you want to lean to our customers. Always be transparent. Always be leaning their direction. That's why we have bags fly free. That's why we have points that never expire. We were the first and only to do travel credits that never expire a year ago. And you're right, now, rather than making it harder to earn tier status, we're actually making it easier. And I'm with you. So I love the – it's coming here, you know, in the spring – but the ability to do part pay, part points, I think is going to be a huge winner for our customers. But, you know, at the end of the day, we don't have a company without our customers. We don't have a future without our customers. So everything starts with what matters to them most.
Yeah. Again, kudos to you guys for doing that because, as Mary said, others are I like what you just said. When others zig, you zag. So that says it all right there. I'm going to move on to the next thing because – and I'm going to talk Hawaii with you. You know, we were just over in Hawaii for a special Let's Go America tour, Maui. Mary and I, we felt it was important to take the show there to that island and focus kind of the power and reach of the show through our 535 weekly stations to positively impact the people and businesses as they work their way to recover from the August fires. So Hawaii is a part of the country that Mary and I have visited many times over the year. We love it. We're preferential to Maui, but we love all the islands. Southwest Airlines has made a major investment and commitment to Hawaii. We've flown on Southwest flights between the islands there. You offer excellent service. So I want to know, what was it about Hawaii that attracted Southwest to add so much service there? I think you're getting close to around 100 flights or so. Most of them aren't flying across the ocean as you operate inter-island service.
Yeah, Hawaii is it's a huge destination for us. And you're right, we've grown very quickly in 5 years. You know, when we go somewhere, we go big. We don't go in a small way. But if you think about it, it's a huge leisure and business travel destination. We're big on the West Coast. It's a huge destination from California and the West Coast. And it's important to our Rapid Rewards program and our Rapid Rewards members and our customers. So it was a missing piece of our travel map, so to speak. You're right, we've gotten large in just 5 years. We're over 60 flights a day inter-island. And what I love about Hawaii is the approach we took. We spent 2 years learning about Hawaii, what's important to Hawaiians, how to be respectful of the culture, how to enter service the right way, how to be part of the community. We spent a lot of time on island before we ever landed the first flight. And a piece of that is understanding that the inner island service is hugely important to folks who live there. You have people who commute for their jobs between the islands. They go between the islands for medical service. I talked to a Little League coach who said that he was playing a team on another island and they could do it for the first time because of the fares that Southwest Airlines charges, which are much, much lower than they had been prior. And, you know, they've been through a lot, particularly in Maui. I had a chance to be out there about 5 weeks ago, just made a trip over a weekend with no other reason than to talk to the governor to see how we could be more helpful and then really to spend time with our team to see how they were doing. And, you know, folks are hurting. And they're hurting because of the fires and they're hurting because of the loss of tourism as well. There are a lot of jobs that are tied up in tourism in Hawaii and certainly in Maui, and trying to be balanced and respectful of that is very important. But above all, just wanted to have time to spend with our people on island.
Bob, you have a big relationship with Boeing because what makes Southwest so special is you fly the Boeing 737 jets, and clearly Southwest was impacted by what occurred with the 737 MAX jets, and Boeing has worked its way through those serious situations. But we are seeing reports that supply chain issues with some suppliers have impacted Boeing's ability to deliver jets in a timely basis, including just last month, lower delivery month, I believe, in close to 2 years. Are any of these delays causing any operational challenges for Southwest?
You know, I'd start with Boeing is a terrific partner of Southwest Airlines. You know, they've been with us from the very beginning. And yeah, we all have had tough times coming out of the pandemic, getting staffed, getting people, getting skilled, you know, labor in Boeing's case, supply chain issues. And most of that has been wrung out, but I think there's still some of that in the world. We still see it in other areas. Boeing is making progress, though. The issues that they saw, you know, a year or two ago were far greater than what they're experiencing today. We have seen delivery delays, though. So we took control of that here at Southwest, and we planned to a lower number in 2023 than Boeing expected. So Boeing was expecting to deliver roughly 90. We planned to 70 for that case, so our schedules would not be impacted and our customers would not be impacted. The big news is we have a new order book with Boeing as of yesterday. It takes us through 2031, and the whole point of that were just a couple of things. Number one, to get ahead of all of this and ensure that we have an even number year to year to year so that we could plan orderly and have orderly growth. So you, in the new order book, you see us taking between 80 and 90 a year through that period.
Well, that's great.
It also locks in, it locks in access to aircraft. It's a tight aircraft market. It locks in access to aircraft, and it locks in access at an attractive price. And then last, it gives us flexibility to be, to ramp up or down depending on the conditions. Cause, you know, the travel demand has been really strong, but you just never know.
And well, so Bob, we're going to hold it right there, okay? I don't mean to interrupt you, but we're coming up on a hard break. So I'm going to ask you, are you okay staying for one more segment with us?
I am, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so great. We're going to pick that up when we come back. Folks, as we step aside for some quick sponsor messages in this bottom of the hour break, 80% of today's show, the October 28th broadcast, is still to come with you. Our conversation with Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan is going to continue after the break. Stay with us. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
And thanks for staying with us through the bottom of the hour break, everyone. Mary and I welcome all of you back to the New York City area with us as we continue today's Chief Travel Leader conversation. Well, we are being joined by Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan. We were just talking about their latest order with Boeing that they've made. They have their earnings this week. So, Mary, let's get back to the show hotline and bring Bob back into the show.
Indeed. Bob, thanks for sticking around with us through the break. I was going to let you finish, but I think you wrapped it pretty well. We're going to leave it with travel. You never know these days. I think it's so unpredictable. So, because I want to give you an opportunity to talk about what you've been doing over the past year. So in about 8 weeks, it's going to be a year since Southwest encountered a pretty extensive meltdown in operations. It really was a perfect storm in many ways, mixing Mother Nature, technology, and crazy holiday scheduling. We don't have to relive all the details with you today, but to your credit, Southwest, you really owned what happened, and we know you've been working really hard with your team behind the scenes to ensure that it doesn't happen again, and from improving winter operations, significant investments in infrastructure and equipment like de-icing trucks and equipment, and I just...
All the training, too.
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of upgrades in technology, and I think this is a really good opportunity for you to talk to the traveling public. This show is heard on 535 weekly radio stations across the USA, Bob. We're reaching over 1.2 million fans today, many who travel. So why don't you share what you've been doing to work to regain confidence in that and really kind of ensure travelers that that's not going to happen again?
You bet. And thank you so much for the opportunity. You know, the event was a big deal. As you start there, it was a big deal for our customers, and it was a big deal for our employees who helped out, obviously, all of the customers that were affected. You know, it was not our finest hour here at Southwest Airlines, but I'm very proud of the way our employees responded. You know, this is a great company, and while we had a tough week, that tough week doesn't define Southwest Airlines. What I love is that we went to work, and not just handling our customers in the moment. I mean, we took care of travel and travel-related expenses, and we gestures of goodwill and refunding tickets and all kinds of things just to make sure that we did right by our customers. And since then, we've been executing an operational readiness plan for this winter. There are hundreds of items on that plan, from more de-icing capacity and trucks and more staffing and training to new technology, weather stations at airports so that our pilots have the most accurate, up-to-date, on-airfield information about de-icing and the holdover times between de-icing and departure. We also, while it was not a technology event, there's been some confusion. What really happened, it was an incredible storm that led to an inability for us to operate primarily in Denver and Chicago, and then an inability for us to get crews into the network. That's really what caused the disruption. But there were technology things we worked on. We have new crew solver tools. I think we've done 13 implementations into the Sky Solver tool since then. And the commitment was we were going to get all of this work done before this winter hit. And I'm proud to say that as of October 31st, we will have completed all of those items. And we are more ready than ever here at Southwest Airlines. And that will not happen again. And we're ready to welcome our customers. I look at customer data all the time, and it says that our customers are being loyal. We're actually booked for the holidays this year ahead of where we were booked at this point in 2022. So our customers are sticking with us. Our net promoter scores are great, and our operational metrics are on every front are better this year than they were a year ago.
Well,
so
I'm really proud of our people. And you should be.
Sure,
I think people, they also respect, is what Mary said, that you owned it. A lot of people, you didn't run from it. You realized, okay, fine, this situation happened. We're going to solve it. And I think most people understand that. We certainly understand that on the show. And I mean it sincerely that we respect that. Really quick with you, we've probably got about a minute and a half with you. But I saw something this week in the news. I mean, American Airlines and others are concerned that they may have their flight attendants walk out for the holidays. You, however, at Southwest Airlines, you had some good news that you have a tentative agreement in place with your 19,000 flight attendants and personnel. So you're going to sleep a little easier, I think, right now, yes?
Well, you know, we're not done. We do have a tentative agreement with our flight attendants and then TW-556 that represents them. And I'm really proud of the negotiating committees because it takes a ton of work to get there. That actually is our eighth agreement in the last year. So I'm just really proud of our folks. We still have hard work to do here with, you know, educating our flight attendants, putting the information out, and ultimately the vote. But it's a great offer, and it will reward our awesome people. We have a couple to go.
Okay.
We're working really hard with our pilots and making progress every single week. And then we're working very hard with our folks that work on the ramp and making progress there as well. And I have confidence that we'll get two of those done.
See, Bob, this again, what you said, the job's not easy. This is what happens when you are CEO. So again, I will just say this. We thank you very much for being part of today's broadcast and our Chief Travel Leader Conversation. We really do appreciate the check-in and your candor. You're welcome anytime. So please don't be a stranger, and best wishes to you and the Southwest team as you finish out 2023 and get ready for the new year ahead. Okay.
Thank you for having me. Maybe we can meet in Hawaii the next time.
Okay. Sounds great.
Maybe.
Sign me up.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, Mary. Well, there goes Bob.
What a candid interview. Yeah. What a great interview with
him. You understand why Southwest is successful.
It is. And it's a very very special airline.
Yeah, they are. All right. Well, we're going to leave it right there, folks. Share your comments with us about what Bob had to say about Southwest Airlines and your thoughts. And if you fly the airline frequently, we'd also enjoy hearing about that as well. Just go to rmworldtravel.com. Click on the Contact Us tab.
And that's how we're going to put a wrap on the C-Block. We appreciate Bob being able to stay with us for two segments today. Up next, Ashley Halpern will join the show to discuss Cranberry Travels. And then in about 10 minutes, Robert and I are going to take you to Springfield, Missouri for today's Destination Spotlight. The show is coming right back in 3 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.